Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. As if Michigan's winter isn't dramatic enough on its own, USA Today has now alerted us that the atmosphere is at a critical juncture. Apparently, November might be the fork in the road that decides whether this winter is everyday Michigan chaos or extraordinary Michigan chaos. Either track. La Nina is doing her usual routine, cooling Pacific waters and nudging jet streams around like she owns the atmosphere. Weather experts note this tends to steer colder northern air into the U.S. translation, Michigan's first in line for La Nina's impact. Meanwhile, climatologist Judah Cohen says that the polar vortex will have a major say in how cold it gets. When it shifts south, we get blasted with Arctic air. The bone-chilling cold brought by a polar vortex is about as popular as a manager who pops in at 3:45 on a Friday and says, "Meeting at 4." November's forecast suggests the North Pole could see a dramatic warm-up soon, which means cold's gotta go somewhere. Where? You guessed it, the Mitten State would get slammed with icy air and that instantly freezes your nostrils. If the stratosphere influences the jet stream enough, December into early January could be colder, snowier, and full of extended periods of pure Michigan frigid temperatures. But, and this is a big but, Cohen also notes that if the polar vortex jet stream connection fizzles, Michigan could see a mild to quite mild winter. And Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting announced recall petitions have been filed with her office. Caro City resident Logan Carpenter filed proposed recall petitions for Karen Snyder, who is the mayor for the city of Caro, and for Emily Campbell, who is the Caro City Council member. The petition for proposed recall for Snyder and for Campbell claim violation of the city charter section 5.9, failure to fill vacant seat council seat within 60 days. The Tuscola County Election Commission will conduct a clarity factual hearing on 8:30 a.m. Thursday, December 4th, in the Tuscola County Probate Courtroom at 440 North State Street in Caro. The county's election commission consists of Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, Probate Judge Nancy Thane, and Treasurer Ashley Bennett. The commission is charged with determining if the language presented was clear and of a factual basis. If it is, then the next step is gathering signatures of registered voters in the township. If enough signatures are gathered on the petition, the issue then goes to voters in a township to determine if the officials should be recalled or not. In Michigan, wildlife officials are urging waterfowl hunters to take extra precautions against highly pathogenic avian influenza as causes rise in wild birds and domestic flocks across the state. The virus has been detected in every Michigan watershed and in popular hunting areas, with 130 wild birds testing positive so far this year. Most of them, Canadian geese, bald eagles, and red-tailed hawks. Hunters are advised not to harvest sick or dead birds, to wear gloves while handling waterfowl, avoid touching their face, and thoroughly wash hands, knives, equipment, and surfaces after cleaning birds. All game meat should be cooked to an internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit to kill the virus, and bird remains should be buried on site or double bagged and put in the trash. Officials recommend showering and changing clothes before attending to pets, poultry, dairy cattle, or other domestic animals, keeping them away from hunting gear and wild bird carcasses, and never feeding them raw wild waterfowl meat. Hunters and animal owners are urged to contact veterinarians with health concerns and to report die-offs of six or more wild birds through state reporting tools to help monitor the spread of the disease. When we come back after this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
When you're working outdoors, unpredictability is the norm. You want a side-by-side that can tackle big jobs and even bigger backwoods adventures. You want the 2025 Honda Pioneer 700. Available at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton, it features a durable 675cc engine for big power, hauling 1,000 pounds and towing 1,500. The automatic transmission delivers smooth shifting, while deluxe and forest models let you drive in manual mode using paddle shifters on the steering column. And with independent suspension front and rear, you can drive all day in pure comfort. Check out the 2026 Pioneer 700 at Elkton Motorsports just east of Elkton. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet, use eye protection, keep the side nets and doors closed, and always wear your seatbelts. Honda side-by-sides are for riders 16 and older.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and looking at our national news. Cape Coral, Florida. Officers say they arrested a DoorDash driver on suspicion of driving under the influence and driving with a suspended license, then completing delivery of the customer's order themselves, a case that local police and transportation advocates are using to highlight risks associated with impaired driving during busy holiday periods. And in our international news, two climbers have died and two others from the same group have been rescued on Iraqi Mount Cook, New Zealand's tallest mountain, authorities say, after a high-altitude incident that triggered a complex search and rescue operation and renewed safety warnings for mountaineers in changing alpine weather. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, information, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. It's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.